Well, are you trying to beat the heat that we're experiencing here in the Portland area? Maybe it's too hot to go outside today, but, well, you can just stay indoors and listen to great Catholic programming from Mater Dei Radio. Coming to inboxes today, you're going to be getting another email from Mater Dei Radio. Sarah Kenzie is joining us for another Tech Tuesday. Well, to give us a little preview of what's showing up. Good morning, Sarah. What do you do to beat the heat?
Oh, I really love ice cream. If I'm at my parents' house, we'll get in the pool for sure. Yeah, and a nice fan. That helps.
I will do all of those things too, but more than likely, I'm just going to be sitting in a cool air-conditioned room, just looking at my phone, maybe checking out some emails that I might be getting today. One I know that I'm going to be getting is from Mater Dei Radio. You're joining us today to kind of give us a little bit of a preview. So, you know, on the Morning Blend, there are certain guests that we have that it just makes for such a fun show. One of those guests is our good friend Leonardo DeFilippis, the president of St. Luke Productions, and he joined us live. It's one of the interviews that you're going to get in today's email.
Yeah, so I loved this update from Leonardo from last week. David did an interview with him, and he gave us an update on the production of Tolton. So, and many of our listeners will be familiar with that. So it's the play about the life of Father Augustus Tolton, who was the first Black priest ordained in the United States. Mm-hmm. And this past Saturday was actually the 125th anniversary of Father Tolton's death. And so Leonardo talked about that a little bit. He gave us an update on their tour, also on the Tolton film. So they filmed the production, and now they're working on the post-production so that you can actually watch the film of Tolton if you're not able to see a live performance. And I just love how Leonardo really helped the saints come alive for us. And I saw Tolton one of the times that it was in Portland, and it was so powerful. And I just love hearing about what they're doing. They're working on another movie about Divine Mercy as well. They even have some job opportunities at St. Luke Productions that he talks about. So there's a lot of great information. We just love hearing from Leonardo.
You're right about how they bring just really the fullness of the lives of the saints. It's one thing to read the stories and you have this imagination, but boy, they just take it to the next level with their multimedia plays that are just fantastic. Of course, Tolton, one of those you definitely don't want to miss. Sarah Kenzie is joining us this morning. It is a Tuesday, so you know, well, it is a Tech Tuesday. She's joining us to give you a preview of email that is showing up in inboxes this afternoon. One of the things we also have been talking about on the Morning Blend is July is full of feast days of the saints.
That's right.
You talk about Leonardo talking about Tolton. Well, on your next mission from God, Julian Durco brings to life the lives of the saints every single week right here on Mater Dei Radio. And a great feast day for grandparents coming up. It's Saints Louis and Zelie. Well, they have a daughter they could be very, very proud of. In fact, they got a few daughters to be proud of. Tell us a little more.
Yes. Yeah, so St. Zelie and Louis Martin are the parents of St. Therese of Lisieux. And they're such a great example of a holy family. You know, they had so many struggles in their family, but they raised such wonderful daughters that were all close to the Lord, including St. Therese. And Julian Durco does a great two-part series on Zelie and Louis Martin and really gets into the details of who they were as people, and you get to know them a little bit more and talks about, you know, they're real people and they're a married couple and they had a bunch of kids and they had, you know, things to struggle through and their business and all of that. And so it's just really interesting to learn more about who they were. And so I encourage you to listen to that. And especially today is their feast day. It is also their anniversary of their marriage. So a special day today, July 12th, to learn more about St. Louis and Zelie Martin.
I love how you say that. What a perfect couple that modeled the Holy Family, Joseph, Mary, and Jesus. And boy, Zelie and Louis Martin have definitely so many things to be proud of, so many blessings from the Lord. And of course, now the whole world can honor them and their daughter, St. Therese of Lisieux. You know, parents often pray, I know I do, to become grandparents. And we know that Pope Francis has instituted the International Day of Grandparents. It is also coming up, and it's coming up around the feast day of another great couple, and you've highlighted them, and we're beginning a novena that you can follow along on the app. Sarah, tell us the information.
That's right. So the Feast of Saints Joachim and Anne are coming up, I believe it is July 26th. And so those are the parents of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So the Sunday before that is now the World Day for Grandparents and the Elderly, as you said, that Pope Francis has begun. And that's such a wonderful reminder for us, I think, too, to really cherish, you know, the grandparents or those, you know, figures in our lives who are older, and they have so much wisdom and they've done so much to care for us. But it's an opportunity for us, you know, to remember to call your grandparents or visit or, you know, do something kind for them. So that's coming up on Sunday, July 24th, is that celebration. Now, what we're going to be doing is starting this Friday, July 15th, we're going to do 9 days of prayer. So we'll do a novena, which will end right before that World Day for grandparents. And each day we're going to pray a prayer for grandparents written by Pope Benedict XVI. And Father Eric Anderson from St. Stephen's came in and recorded that beautiful prayer for us. And so we really encourage you to join us in praying that every day. And you can go to our Hail Mary Media app if you would like a reminder every day. Just go to the prayer section and you can sign up for a daily reminder. And we will have that prayer available and you can go on the app and pray along with that anytime. And so what I'm going to encourage all of you to do is, you know, pray that maybe for your grandparents who have passed away. If your grandparents, or, you know, maybe if you're a parent with small children, you know, maybe it's your parents that are still alive. Maybe as a family, you can start praying this every day. And then maybe on that Sunday, when you finish the novena, maybe write them a little card. Say, you know, I prayed this novena for you. You know, you're an important part of our lives, and go visit them. Give them that card in person.
Sarah, I love that idea, only because I know for grandparents, they have a lifetime of things in their house, gifts that people have gotten them. But I know that what a grandparent truly wants is time with their grandchildren.
Right. Yeah.
And I think that this is a perfect opportunity for every member of the family to come together, maybe each day write a little, I love you because,
Then
pray that, and then give them what they really want, which is time and your attention. So Sarah, I love that. I love the opportunity to be able to have the Hail Mary Media app. And again, you can set it up so that way it gives you a reminder every day. Maybe if kids are going to bed at, you know, 8:30 or 9, since it's the summertime, maybe set that up for 8:30 every night to remind you to come together as a family, pray that novena, and then, well, off to bed with them. And then I know many grandparents will be excited to be able to receive, well, what a beautiful spiritual bouquet. Well, Sarah, I thank you so very much for your time. Tech Tuesdays are a wonderful way to tick off the weeks of the summer. So we hope you stay cool today. Thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much, Brenda.
And again, that is Sarah Kenzie, the digital media manager here at Mater Dei Radio. If you are not receiving those emails, well, definitely you're going to want to let us know. Head over to our webpage. You can find our email there, and then just send us your email and let us know that you want to be receiving our emails every week. You can find out more information. Just head over to our webpage at materdeiradio.com.